This is an exciting new initiative in the diocese, which is an invitation to members of the lay faithful, men and women, to be active partners in the gospel. St. Paul gave thanks in the letter to the Philippians for the way in which the people of Philippi were partners with him in the spread of the gospel. For far too long, probably, in the history of the Church, we have thought of the priest as the one who was responsible for the mission of the Church, and the lay faithful as the people who said their prayers and then got on with their lives. When we're baptized, we're all entrusted with a mission. In the past, mainly, it was people who were adult who were baptized. But of course, when children are baptized, they're not aware of having a mission. We talk to children when they're confirmed about being entrusted with a mission. But the reality is, it's probably only when we're adult and we have left religious education behind us for good that we begin to become aware of the meaning of being entrusted with a mission. So what we're trying to do here in the diocese is to actually prepare or invite members of the lay faithful to prepare for a mission of helping their fellow parishioners to grow in an understanding of faith. Our parish communities are very focused on the celebration of Mass and the sacraments. But what we want to do is to invite our parishioners to enter into a deeper encounter with Christ. And
so this would be kind of like something that might appeal to people already involved in perhaps prayer groups?
Yeah, people involved in prayer groups, people involved in other aspects of ministry. I suppose one of the things I could say is that over the past number of years, quite a number of people have done courses on the new catechism and have enjoyed very much the opportunity to deepen their knowledge of their faith. This is taking things a little step further, because this is not just for them. It's so that they can actually help to bring some of that richness of faith to their fellow parishioners. And what we're inviting parishioners to do is to consider the possibility of committing to a program of formation over a period of 4 years, which leads to a diploma in catechesis through St. Angela's College in Sligo, which will be accredited by the National University of Ireland in Galway, and which will prepare them to be partners in the gospel with the priest of their parish, with the parish sisters, with the parish pastoral council, and to be part of that process of helping to make our parishes vibrant faith communities.
So, yeah, this reminds me a little, I suppose, of over the years we've tried in different parishes that I've worked in to have groups of people to do, let's say, a baptismal preparation program with parents who are coming with an infant for baptism or whatever. But I suppose maybe it's been accelerated as well a little, this initiative, Partners in the Gospel, by all of the people from other nations who have joined us in Ireland in recent times.
Yes, the face of Ireland has changed quite considerably, and we've noticed, for instance, in our diocese consistently over the last number of years, people coming from other countries who now wish to present themselves for baptism. And one of the possibilities would be that people who become parish catechists can be part of the process of helping other people to prepare for baptism. But I think we shouldn't be blind to the fact that there are probably people out there who, if only they had an invitation to participate in something which was happening locally in their own community to nourish their faith, they would be glad to do so. The numbers will probably always be reasonably small, but we feel that if we have people who are formed and prepared for this mission in every parish, that the possibility for the diocese as a whole is great.
Yeah, and there's also, I suppose, maybe a sense of, I sometimes think myself, that working as a priest is a little bit like servicing the plant for people of my parents' age and a little bit younger, but this is a different departure this time. This is about feeding the hunger that's there in people.
Yeah, one of the things people sometimes say in Africa or other places where there's a famine is that sometimes hunger it gets to the point that people are actually so undernourished that they don't feel that they're hungry anymore. They're too far gone to be hungry. And I think, you know, sometimes you get that impression that in our parishes, that the hunger is no longer being experienced by people. But that doesn't mean that they're not malnourished in terms of faith. I think it is one of the strange things that I suppose is part of our modern sense of church, which is so different from what it was like in the first century, is that, you know, in the first century, people were attracted by becoming Christian. They explored the possibility of becoming part of a Christian community, and then they made a journey to baptism. Now what happens is we baptize people first, then we introduce them to what it means to be Christian, and then we stop at the age of 17, just around about the time they're becoming mature enough to start considering the meaning of their existence.
That reminds me a little of the yarn that's sometimes told about bishops and confirmation, that when you come to a parish and confirm these young people at the age that young people receive the sacrament of confirmation now, that perhaps that's kind of nearly the end of their time. Well, of course, it's an age at which they're facing into secondary school anyway, but that can sometimes spell the end of their fondness or their openness to church for a time anyway.
Yeah, well, 12, 13 years of age is a very challenging age for young people at this particular moment in culture, I suppose. I must say I'm trying to emphasise to young people the importance of having a sense of mission and of asking the Holy Spirit for the gift of wisdom, not just today or tomorrow, but throughout their lives, so that they will know what God is inviting them to be. But also at confirmation, one of the things I'm trying to do is to challenge parish communities to recognise their responsibility of supporting young people in living the faith that they profess. And one way of doing that, I suppose, is if there is an ongoing nourishment of faith, not just for the children, but also for their parents, so that parents themselves can be given the tools to help them to bear witness to faith in their lives.
Yes, because I suppose one of the things we might be conscious of is that the way we're reflected as church in some media circles is as a kind of an oppressive force, and that maybe through engagement with the whole ministry of catechist that presents more of a challenge and more of a new energy.
Yeah, well, it has been said at times that the God that people reject is often not the God that the church actually preaches. There are a lot of myths out there about religion, and I think there are a lot of people, and we've experienced this even through the process of helping adults to prepare for baptism and the way in which other parishioners join in that process, that people's eyes sometimes are opened to things about the church that they never knew, even though they have been Catholics all their lives. The idea of this program, as I say, is to try to encourage adults who have faith themselves and who have an energy around their own partnership in the church or their own belonging to church, that they would want to share this faith with others, and we're inviting them to participate in this program. The costs of it will be borne by the diocese. The real cost, I suppose, to them is the commitment of time that will be involved. And it's something akin to the kind of preparation that happens for people who are permanent deacons. So it is a serious preparation for ministry. But I think there are, I'm convinced, you know, there are people out there in every parish who would be willing to take on this challenge. And the information is there on our diocesan website at elfindiocese.ie, or, as they say, in your local church.
Yes, and the people who do engage with this, and I think it's a 4-year process.
Yeah.
What kind of things are they going to end up engaging in after they finish that course?
Well, maybe I should say what they're going to engage in during the course. I mean, it's not all about theology. They will have an opportunity for personal spiritual direction. And they will also have the opportunity to develop communications skills and, I suppose, broadly speaking, you know, IT skills that will back up. Because obviously these days, you know, you don't teach much out of a book. You know, we wanted them to be able to use the modern means of communication. Part of it also, I suppose, in a sense, is you know, for anybody who's going to engage in ministry with other people, the first thing you need to know is to understand yourself, to understand your own motivations, to come to terms with your own limitations and your own strengths. I think we're all aware that the church these days has to, on the one hand, be confident and courageous, and on the other hand, it has to be humble. And I think the people we're looking for to participate in this process will be confident, courageous, and humble.
Well, that sounds like quite a... I hope that all of it will work very well. And we're in the habit of saying to people on our programme of Side by Side, God bless the work.
Well, I certainly hope he will, because if God doesn't bless it, it's just not going to happen. But I hope that this will also help to build again the sense of community in the diocese, because we'll be looking to these parish catechists to work together as members of parish teams, but also to be a team together. And we will be anxious to try to support them in the ministry that we're going to entrust to them. And it's rather, we're not just going to send them out and tell them to get on with it. We'll be trying to work with them to develop the resources that they need to do what we're asking them to do.